Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. One of my favorite tools I use for my business, and one that I think all nonprofits can use, is Flowdesk. They make it so easy to send out mass emails. It takes me just a few minutes, and I can send out as many as I want. Why? Because Flowdesk only uses flat pricing. That means the same fee no matter how many subscribers you have or how many emails you send. Not only that, but they have the most beautiful and easy to use templates to use when creating an email. It's no longer stressful or time consuming. It also has amazing other tools like workflows and checkout for selling products, but that's a whole other podcast episode. In the meantime, go to my show notes for my link and start your free trial to check it out. Want to get half off for a full year? Make sure to use my link. Yes, that's a full year at half off. Go check it out now.
You want to trust where you're giving, especially you work hard for your money, or your time is also precious. And so that's one of the it factors behind a community foundation, is that they do vet the organizations that we publish a list of organizations that are in that specific area, because we're in network together.
Right.
So whether it happens in our own backyard or in California, an organizational list will be posted on, most of us will post it on our website. So if you go to any of your community foundations, wherever you might be, those organizations will be on a list.
Okay.
And so that's just us saying, hey, these organizations have been vetted. So if you care deeply about animals and there's wildfires in California, this is the organization that is providing that service to animals or firefighters or relief efforts. And so then you can either give directly to that organization, or you can pull together in a fund and the community foundation will deploy those dollars.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader. And I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. My guest today is Heather Lotus, Donor Relations Officer at Communities Foundation of Texas. She helps individuals, families, and organizations grow their philanthropy and create lasting impact in North Texas and beyond, with a special passion for guiding families through legacy giving. Heather is a dedicated community leader, serving with the Junior League of Collin County, the Women's Auxiliary to Children's Medical Center in Plano, and more. When she's not making a difference, she's keeping up with life at her sorority house, her home to her three busy daughters. Welcome, Heather.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. I'm so pleased to be here. What a thrill.
I'm so excited.
For a great afternoon.
Right? For our viewers, our listeners, we're doing this on a Friday afternoon, and I'm loving that this is how I'm spending my Friday. This is great.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for opening your studio to have me today.
Of course.
We're going to talk some great stuff today.
I'm very excited about this because I really feel like people do not know much about the Communities Foundation of Texas, and I think that it's actually something really important for people to know about. So that's where I want to start. So for those who don't know, what is Communities Foundation of Texas and what role does it play in North Texas?
Great question. So first off, I always like to start with what is a community foundation? And it's a tax-exempt 501c3 public charity. They are established to serve a specific geographic area and to focus on community needs. And so they will come together as a partner and in a various amount of creative ways to support those community needs.
Love that.
So it's on the ground.
How do people get involved in community foundations?
Great question. So lots of people come to us because of maybe a referral or they've heard about us. You may, I guess, most recently, you know, we can jump right into telling you a little bit about how community foundations were a little more uplifted, unfortunately, due to the tragic floods in Central Texas.
Yeah, Kerrville.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are community foundations all over the nation. They're in small towns. Ours is one of the biggest in the nation. But as I was kind of pointing to what happened in Kerr County, the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country started a fund, and that fund was to support flood relief efforts. And that was a way that individuals and families and businesses could jump in because, you know, sometimes when natural disasters or even tragedy strikes, we all want to do something.
Yes. Yes.
And
we don't really know where to go or 100%. How to do it. We just feel the call.
You feel the call. Exactly. And on that note, you want to trust where you're giving, especially you work hard for your money or your time is also precious. And so that's one of the it factors behind a community foundation is that they do vet the organizations that we publish a list of organizations that are in that specific area because we're in network together.
Right.
So whether it happens in our own backyard or in California, an organizational list will be posted on, most of us will post it on our website. So if you go to any of your community foundations, wherever you might be, those organizations will be on a list.
Okay.
And so that's just us saying, hey, these organizations have been vetted. So if you care deeply about animals and there's wildfires in California, this is the organization that is providing that service to animals or firefighters or relief efforts. And so then you can either give directly to that organization or you can pull together in a fund and the community foundation will deploy those dollars.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so I think what CFT does here that most people know about is North Texas Giving Day.
Yeah.
So that's a huge event. So I kind of want to know, how did that get started and how has it grown over the years?
Great question.
And tell us a little bit about what it is, because some people may not know. I don't know because it's really popular. But for those that don't know, let's talk about that.
Yeah. And I loved your first question. So CFT is the powerhouse behind North Texas Giving Day. And it is a regional initiative for giving. It's a giving campaign.
Yes.
And why it got started. Let's start with time. It started in 2009. So we're, you know, Sweet 16. So essentially got started to just raise awareness of our local nonprofits and the good work they're doing. But also so many of our nonprofit friends are running on a shoestring budget. How many have thrown an event? And it's just so costly. But this campaign is a light lift. Of course, there's a registration fee that helps power the powerhouse or of what North Texas Giving Day is. And it started as just a day. Just a day of philanthropy, if you will, to acknowledge these nonprofits and help them, help lift them up, not only in just dollars, but awareness. What are they doing? What is, you know, not many people know that certain organization in Kaufman County is there. And so then it has grown. And so I'm going to look down at my note because, you know, numbers, we've got to be factual.
Please.
Over $635 million since this has started has been deployed into North Texas nonprofits. And that's a 20-county geographic space in North Texas. So it covers 20 counties. 3,300 North Texas nonprofits are participating. And last year, we raised over $70 million.
In one period.
In one time period,
this North Texas Giving Day time period.
Yeah.
Wow.
100% of the donations go to the organizations. I just want to emphasize that because I know that sometimes there can be a little, I just want to provide clarity around
that.
Yes,
absolutely.
100% of the donations goes to the nonprofit. We've had a generous sponsor this year. Credit card fees are being covered, so no credit card fees.
Which is amazing. Can I just point out to all of our listeners that right there, the fees for just taking credit cards, it can be anywhere from 3 to 6% for every transaction. And that is the money that the nonprofit does not get.
just out the gate, just because they accepted your dollars, they're already down 6%. And you guys got a sponsor to take care of that. And that is the number one reason nonprofits should make sure they are taking money through this period.
Absolutely.
Just for that.
And I want to highlight, we are always innovating, right? Like I said, it started as a day. We now do early giving starts on August 28th.
Yes, it's coming up.
We're like, it's kind of like,
I say it's coming up because it is for us today, but when this drops, it will have already started, y'all.
Well, it's kind of like Christmas.
The website. Yes.
You know, it's coming soon. Mm-hmm. And we love it. We are all in. But additionally, it's just that awareness factor, but also, well, I do want to highlight register, but as you said, this will drop after that registration closes. Nonprofits will also be able to see their donor list. And I want to highlight that because sometimes people think like, oh, we won't see it. Yes, you have access on the website. We provide all kinds of toolkits from donor acknowledgement letters of, you know, just appreciation, thank you for your gift, to social media guides, just helping you just with a draft to start. Because sometimes, you know, writer's block happens or you're a nonprofit. Like I say, going back to that, like, you're trying to boil the ocean. You may be a...
That's a good way to look at it,
you may be a mighty team of one or one volunteer.
Yes.
And so it's just a way to just lift these nonprofits, provide that awareness. I love the fact that you can... Our website is filterable. You know, you can hone in. Maybe your passion is equine therapy in Collin County.
Mm-hmm.
And you can filter through our website. And that website is actually open 365, so year-round.
Yes. I'm just going to say this to all our listeners. If you have not visited NorthTexasGivingDay.org, the filters on this website are fantastic because I can go in there and go, I just need to recommend because so-and-so said they wanted a nonprofit that's for this cause. You can go in and filter by cause. You can go in and filter by who's running a campaign right then, who needs money right then. You can go in and filter by who has a matching gift so that you know that your dollars are being maximized. This is a fabulous website. And it's also a fabulous website for the nonprofits because there is an entire nonprofit resources hub.
Absolutely.
And it's overwhelming if you are brand new to the game. I fully understand that. It goes into way too much detail on things if you've never done this before. Now, if you've done this before, you appreciate the detail because there's so many more new resources for people in maximizing North Texas Giving Day. But it's just something that I think everyone should take 20 minutes. I'm not going to say it's 5 minutes. It's a 20-minute deep dive.
Yeah.
Go to the Nonprofit Resources Hub as a nonprofit and understand all your options and all the freebies they're giving you to help you set up for success for this event.
Absolutely. And again, like we said, don't boil the ocean. Pick a lane. You know, these are merely suggestions.
Yes.
So, you know, some people can feel very overwhelmed. And while that's not the goal, we don't want to ever overwhelm anyone. We want them to feel equipped and, you know, strong for this, you know, mighty campaign, if you will.
Yes.
But I would say, you know, pick a lane back to the boil the ocean.
Yes.
Don't boil the ocean. You know, share your story on your webpage, your North Texas Giving Day webpage. Is there a need you're trying to meet within your organization? What's the focus of your campaign?
Yes.
Lots of great stories have come out. One of my favorites is an organization, sports oriented, and they needed a golf cart. And a golf cart company came through for them. So they were able to, I mean, get a need met and keep raising money to apply those dollars somewhere else, which was super exciting. So it's kind of that, like we've talked about, awareness. The light bulb goes off. People don't know until you tell them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us, when are the dates for North Texas Giving Day this year?
Love this. Okay, so early giving opens on August 28th. That just means that maybe you are a planner and you have already vetted and looked at the website, you've filtered down, you know your favorite nonprofit organizations, you've made your list, you can deploy those gifts, or you can deploy a gift every day. Well, you know, this is creative, you do what you want.
Sure.
The actual giving day is Thursday, September 18th, or as I like to kind of play around with it and call it Super Bowl, it's Super Bowl day.
It is Super Bowl day, yes.
So fun. But I'd like to tell you about a couple giving day events we are having.
Yes, please.
So first one is our fifth annual Shields event, and it is on September 13th from 5 to 9. Inflatables, come out, bring the family, help your kids get to understand what a nonprofit is.
Yes.
There will be multiple, I think over 20 nonprofits there, and that gets your kids involved in helping them understand how nonprofits lift or provide community service, not only like volunteer hours, but what do they, how do they supply help and direct services, but what else are they doing for the community? Your kids will be educated, which is amazing, mm-hmm. but also they get to meet the people behind the organizations.
Right.
Also, Emerald City is playing.
Oh, nice.
So 5 to 9, Shields on the lawn, right behind Shields.
Just so my listeners understand, Emerald City Band is one of the most popular bands in DFW. They only play at events. They are amazing.
They are incredible.
Yes.
The Downtown Dallas Day of Giving on September 15th, and it's an opportunity to give where you live. So, again, kind of similar to Shields, there will be the Shields event. There will be several nonprofits out, and then little teaser, as we open up that early giving day on August 28th, there will be surprises along the way.
Oh, so, interesting. Yeah, I'm excited.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Always a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be cool.
An early giving and on day of, and maybe perhaps another one on September 15th.
Okay. I'm so excited about this. Yeah. So we should just follow social media for North Texas Giving Day so we can learn about these surprises.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I'm down to do that. I'm absolutely going to be an avid fan of the social media feed. So something that I have kind of talked about with nonprofits is I feel like there's more than just money that is their benefit. So from your perspective at CFT, what makes North Texas Giving Day so impactful for local nonprofits and the community?
Yeah, great question. So, it was said to me a long time ago, what is a philanthropist? And it's not just dollars. It's time, advocacy, and support. And yes, at times there are, that financial support given. Mm-hmm. So how does North Texas Giving Day partner in that space? Well, one, back to that awareness, but also you as an individual or your organization or your family, businesses, come together. And also you can be able to raise awareness for your favorite nonprofit. You can partner in sharing those social media shares.
Yes.
You can help your network understand that this organization is near and dear to my heart. Here's why. Would love to share it with you. But also, like you said, it's not just dollars, it's time. You will learn about the nonprofit itself, and they'll also share like what their needs are. Maybe they need more volunteers
mm-hmm.
or help running a supply drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of my very favorite things of just getting to marry those two worlds.
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. what I always tell the nonprofits about North Texas Giving Day is that you guys are creating this big wave of momentum with it. And they just need to ride that wave because they're not only going to get donations out of this, they're going to get new eyes on their organization because the major marketing that you do for this event, they need to capture those eyes and they need to turn those into donors, but also volunteers.
Absolutely.
They need to turn them into the talent that they need. So maybe they need board members.
Correct.
Maybe they need a lawyer on their board or an event planner or whatever.
Right.
Once they get more eyes on their nonprofit, they can find those other resources in the community that the community members would have never found them otherwise.
100%.
Right? Because maybe that is such a small nonprofit, they don't have a marketing budget.
That's right.
All they got is their Instagram channel, and
exactly.
that's it. So if they are tagging you guys, if they are tagging North Texas Giving mm-hmm. Day in their posts, they're getting caught up in that momentum.
Absolutely.
So they are getting more eyes. And of course, I'm a systems girl, so I'm teaching them.
Yes.
Here's how to capture that. Here's
yes.
how to make sure that you're maximizing that and you're building relationship with these new eyes.
Yeah.
So that these new eyes can decide, do I want to be involved with this organization and how?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So what advice do you have for nonprofits looking to maximize their success on this Giving Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, I want to say utilize your donor list to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you've registered, but make sure your webpage is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
If you serve more than one area, be sure to list that.
Yes.
Some people kind of focus, maybe they focus on where they're headquartered. Because of that filterable search,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of miss some things. Additionally, read our website. We provide all these toolkits. We provide support. My favorite thing about why we do North Texas Giving Day is it should be a low lift, but mm-hmm. you get to make it yours. It's a campaign with just a, like I said, there's an entry fee, but we provide you all the tools. You just have to pick them up.
And we're talking about a small fee because you base it based on their operational budget, right? And like the minimum fee is $50.
That's right.
$50.
$50.
That's mm-hmm. not much, guys. And mm-hmm. I actually had a nonprofit ask me, how do I even get the $50? Because mm-hmm. I don't have it. I said, call your friends.
Yeah.
Post on social media that this could be exactly. such a game changer for your organization. Get a donor.
Get it.
To pay the
$50. Yes.
It's not, ask it's not a big ask.
No.
It's not a big ask to ask for $50. And you may feel like you have used all your friends, but if you are willing to reach out to your network, give somebody that opportunity to say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I would say ask for a match too. Mm-hmm. Additionally, I say leverage your board, leverage the folks who are very passionate about your organization as well. They can be your ambassadors. If you create a post, just ask them to share it with their network.
Absolutely.
Signs are also powerful. We have a new sign this year that it's eco-friendly.
I saw the sign. It's so pretty.
Evergreen. And on the top there, there's a space where you can put a QR code or your organization's logo.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important? Well, if I'm a board member of said organization, my neighbor may not have known that I'm a board member and that I truly am passionate about this organization. Guess what? We just found another supporter because a lot of times people give because you give.
Exactly. Yeah. If you believe in the cause, the people who believe in you will also believe in your cause.
Absolutely.
It's
or I trust
connected.
You. So whatever you say, the power of text. If you draft a text and say, can you just send this to 10 friends? Whether it's just, I want you to know about said organization, or could you potentially, partner with me in supporting this organization?
Yeah.
The power of suggestion.
I'm going to make this really simple, guys. I want you to go to ChatGPT, and I want you to say, hey, how do I say to my friends, if you are aware North Texas Giving Day is happening, and I want you to know about a nonprofit that I'm choosing to support. Just wanted you to know about them.
Absolutely.
Here's the link. Let them decide if they're going to.
Absolutely.
Contribute cash or talent or time to this.
Yeah.
But just making people aware of the organization is part of this.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm going to add on to what you just said, something that I think nonprofits sometimes forget to do is follow up after the event.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the thing that if they were to just take the time, and I'm going to tell you nonprofits as you're listening to me right now, please go onto your calendar and block off September 19th.
Yes.
Because I want you to, get a little rest.
Yes.
And then I want you to also block off September 20th. Because I want you to spend September 20th sending a text message or a handwritten note and saying thank you.
Absolutely.
Because the minute you do, you have built a relationship.
Absolutely. And share.
Yes.
Share information about your organization. Perhaps you might find your lead volunteer.
Well, share what happened. Share and say, hey, we met our goal. Thank you. You
100%.
Were a part of this. Make them feel a part of your organization because that's what they want.
Yes.
That's why they're giving the money. They want to feel part of what's going on. And if you drop the ball and don't talk to these people again, that's on you.
Yeah.
Right? Because they wanted to talk to you. That's why they give money.
And it's also a wonderful way as a community to come alongside one another.
Yes, absolutely.
In our various lanes, it's, an opportunity to kind of just lift up philanthropy in general.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many, we're just all so busy, right? It's a great way to just take a breath and think about these organizations who are helping others.
So yes, absolutely.
Just love that.
Absolutely. So, So we've talked about North Texas Giving Day. Is there anything else you want to talk about North Texas Giving Day before I move on to what CFT does?
I want to just say, come out, come to these events.
Yes.
I want to challenge everyone, actually. Pick 10 people. 10 people. And either tell them about North Texas Giving Day, which is happening on September 18th, or text 10 people and tell them what your favorite organization is and why. And just simply give them the power of that suggestion. I'm not saying you have to tell them to give, but just tell them just a little bit. Like sometimes we just forget it's happening. We're all busy. Life happens. But guess what? You just helped that organization more than you'll ever know.
That's the number one problem for all nonprofits is awareness.
Yep. Absolutely.
And people, not only to know about the nonprofit so that they can give to it, but to know about the nonprofit in case somebody they know needs that nonprofit services.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And that's the other big impact I think that North Texas Giving Day has, is it helps people know what services are out there.
Exactly. And so many are in our backyard.
Yes.
So many are in a 5-mile radius. And, I love the point you just made, because you never know. You never
you
know
just
what
don't.
Kind of hard time you may fall on or
your neighbor
a
would
service.
Fall on. Yeah.
And you are just being that helper. You're being a helper.
Yes. And we all want to be helpers.
Absolutely. Like
At
Mr.
least
Rogers
I think,
says.
I prefer to think that we all want to be helpers.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, okay, beyond North Texas Giving Day, what does CFT do to continue to support philanthropy and community impact throughout the year? Like, what else do y'all do during the year? Because I know this is not the only thing.
Yes. So at the foundation, a lot of us say we're multifaceted. There's so many things we do. One of our major focuses is that we do house over 1,400 funds. And the funds are different in styling. Our bread and butter is really a donor advised fund, which is like a charitable savings account.
Mm-hmm.
We also do grant cycles. We focus on, we have a discretionary fund where we have a focus area or a cause area, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's animals or women's health, and organizations can apply into that. And then additionally, I personally work with individuals, families, and organizations in their charitable impact. And that looks different for everyone.
Yes.
Some people are, a lot of it is education. Some people know I've loved XYZ organization my whole life, and here's why, and here's how I want to directly impact them. And some, like I said, they don't know. And
mm-hmm.
so it's getting to share what's important to them and how they can be a help to a nonprofit. With a donor advised fund, you can only give it to a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of special because, like I said, it's a charitable savings account. You pick the organization you give it to. And then you can also designate where it goes. So it can be general use or it can be for said campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it in honor or memorial of someone. You see a lot of times in lieu of flowers send XYZ organization a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And then additionally, we have a philanthropy team that is incredible, and they work with nonprofits. They get to know them. We provide philanthropic advising where we will share those organizations. So, Wendy, if you loved, you know, equine therapy in Collin County,
mm-hmm.
we will come together and provide that list of organizations. And then if you want to go visit it, we'll walk out there with you, and the organization will tell you what they need, which is really special.
Yeah.
And then we also are a mouthpiece and a partner in making good happen is what I like to say.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
And that's why I like CFT.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
We're so just a good organization.
Thank you.
Love Fest here on the podcast. Well, what else should we know about CFT? Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we do have many cause campaigns going on throughout the year, which mm-hmm. is, again, everything we do is a light shining on our nonprofit partners. And then additionally, day of North Texas Giving Day, look for the media. I mean, you're going to see not us, but you're going to see some really special nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And again, also, we are boots on the ground. So we are here thinking and working with leaders and partners to address pressing community needs. We are here to think and come alongside in it.
Yeah. I know that you guys were a big help when the shooting happened in Allen. So I think that people need to understand that y'all really are boots on the ground, because when stuff happens, you're here.
Correct.
And
yes.
you're here when there's not stuff that happens,
yes.
but you're also a very key resources in those disasters.
Correct.
So, yeah.
We'll be steady, but we'll also activate as needed
mm-hmm.
to come alongside and support our community in those times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Heather. I really appreciate you coming and helping people understand more about CFT, what it does, and also about North Texas Giving Day and how it benefits nonprofits and community members.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being a partner with us. And,
of course.
And also just this time and this opportunity to share more.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that so much. A partnership of like-hearted folks in our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We will see you next time and give on North Texas Giving Day. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time!